So, welcome to the next episode of this podcast. Today I want to take a dive with you in being human and connecting being human to success, or how does being human fit into our success? This is one question that drives me now for my whole life, basically, like almost 30 years now, so it's not that much. And this question is because I never wanted to have my success based on some things that had me giving up my humanity, my human needs, my wants, my whatever it is that is within me. And everything that has been, or a lot that has been taught to me about success in my early years, when I was 14, when I first started my first company, it was connected to, you need to be very disciplined. You need to have a clear structure in how you live, and you need to, if you have a lot to do, and if you can't do the things, you need to sleep less. So one sentence that was being said to me was, sleep faster. So if you have a lot to do, if you have a lot of your on your mind or on your plate, you gotta be faster. And every time that I have been confronted with those ideas on success or on how to, on becoming more successful, I felt this inner blockage of, I don't want to go there. I don't want to live like this. There was always this question of, what is the whole sense, the meaning behind it? Because when I start living my life, doing things that I don't like to get things that I like, why don't I just already start with things that I like? I didn't like the answer. I didn't get any answer because it felt just not fitting. It's the same, for example, to me, when I meet people, and since they are a child, they save their money and they don't spend it. Which in some ways makes sense, because you want to feel safe. You want to feel stable. So you want to have a certain stability and safetiness. But on the other hand, I don't get it, because when you save the money to then have more money, where does it end? Like, there are some people, their lives aren't anything but saving money and saving it. And that's it. They don't give themselves the permission to enjoy their money. They save the money to spend the money to invest money. So, and to use the money to make more money, but they don't use the more money they make to enjoy the life, but this more money they again use to save the money or invest the money. And don't get me wrong, I like growth. But for me, this idea of spending my whole life living this life of, I just save money to invest money to make more money, and this money I take to invest money to make more money, and this money I take to invest the money to make more money, it doesn't make sense to me. So, and this is the same with, for example, saving up my energy or regenerating. I learned early on, okay, it's important to have energy for the right things that you want to do, that you need to do to get where you want to get. But then, when I had the energy, and when I saved the energy, and when I did the regeneration, I used the energy to do things that I didn't want to do to get where I want to do, or at least to get where I tell myself where I want to be. And like this, my life has always or oftentimes been about asking myself, what is it that I actually want? Like, where do I want to get? Where do I want my life to lead? What is it that I want to get out? What is it that I want to feel? What is it that I want to experience? This question of what is my destiny? What is my purpose, for example? There are those books and coachings that tell you you need to find your destiny, find your why, start with why. But to me, it never helped. For me, it was never a big help, actually. Because oftentimes when I then confronted myself with, okay, what is my why? I was in situations where I felt not good or was annoyed from what I was living to create something what I want to have, that I didn't even start with the why. That I didn't even have the space to ask me why. So I came up with answers that were good for selling, for sales. Came up with answers that were good for social media, but not with answers that were good for myself, for answering my why. For example, when we had our company, on our coaching company in Germany, we had meetings where we came together to discuss about what is our vision that we all have together. And then some people threw in, yeah, let's build a franchise company. And some other people said, yeah, no, what we want to have local stores. And then other people said, no, let's make a tech company. And then some other guy said, no, what we actually should do is we should license our coaching and then we give it to other people and then they can sell and so on, so on, so on. And there was always this feeling inside of me when I talked about some visions or some missions or some what I thought that I needed to have. And this feeling was like, I don't get it. Like, what are they talking about? I don't feel it when I'm saying it. Like, do I have to know if I would like to build a franchise company? Do I have to know if I would like to build a local store? Do I have to know? Like, fuck, I don't know it. So I always felt very minor for not having this clear why. This clear mission or vision, at least in this manner of how most people say you should have your vision. Sorry, this was like a dialect from Saxony in Germany. Now the people are speaking a little bit like this, and this is, I don't know why I started speaking like this. I just wanted to explain why. So be happy that I don't talk like this. And to everybody who is from Saxony, I think you get me. Good. So the problem was I felt so minor for it. So I was in oftentimes in situations, and when I wanted to become successful, I had this excuse of, you know what, I don't have this, at least this inner dialogue where I told myself, you know what, I don't have this. Yeah, I need to, how can I get my why? How can I get whatever it is that I wanted to have? So it felt embarrassing. And it felt like I don't fit to the people around me. So maybe you had some situations in your life where you felt like, okay, I don't know what it is that I want to go. I don't want to present you with a solution right now. I just want to open this space of, you know what, maybe you're not alone. Like I'm one of them as well. And I consider myself to be pretty successful, like having built multi-million companies, and that with a quite young age. And I still say, like, I don't know, like, if I don't know if I wanted to build those companies even. Like, I did so many things where I never asked myself of, do I even want to do it? And still, until today, I don't have a real answer to it. For example, when we create a certain situation, when we are in a relationship, or when we are in a work relationship, we have business partners or whatever, and we want to get somewhere, and you want to become successful. For me, for example, it was always something where I had a bad conscience for if I wanted more than what I already have. People came to me and said, are we just your second prize? Are we just like your way to get there? And I had bad conscience. I said, oh fuck yeah, I can't say this. I can't be honest about it. I need to fake, or I need to pretend, or I need to tell anything. That's what I'm confronted with right now at the moment as well. See, I want more than what I already have. It's something that I talked about in the last podcast as well, maybe you remember. And then I see when I'm honest about it, people are getting angry or frustrated or feel rejected. And then they start to confront me. Aren't we what you want? Aren't we everything that you wanted? And then I need to be honest to myself and say, no. No, I want more. I want different. I want different results. I want different ways. So, and here is where I need to work through my own consciousness and bad conscience as well. Seeing, okay, why would I want things that when I want them, other people feel rejected? And why is it important for me that they don't? I'm making this break here to, on the one hand, digest what I'm feeling and I'm saying at the moment, and to give you the space to translate it to your life as well. To see, okay, maybe there have been some things where you feel like, okay, this is something that happened in my life as well, or that's something that I can see as well. And I believe people who make a bad conscience for us wanting more are the people that are afraid of not being part of you growing. Are the people that are afraid that you change. Because when you change, they would need to leave their comfort zone as well. They would need to ask if they want to change. They would need to ask if they want to grow with you. They would need to ask if they want to be part of that. So what they rather do is they make you a bad conscience saying, how can it be that you? That's not okay. And I see that I have oftentimes in my life held myself back when people said something in this way to me. If it was in my old companies, or if it was with people that I had close in my life, where I said, you know what, I want to have more. I want to look different, or I want to make a different money, or I want to experience different experiences. I want to feel different things. Something that I thought a lot about this week was when I am honest about wanting more and wanting different things, then the people that are being confronted with their minor complexes, with their feelings when where they are not enough, or people that are confronted with thinking they need to have more, need to create more. Well, sometimes what happens is they want to take revenge. So you say, you know what, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want to experience other things, I want to feel different things. And they say, yeah, but let's keep it as it is. Let's stay here. Because, for example, in my old companies, when I told my employees at that time, you know what, I want to have different results. I want you to be more successful. I want you to behave in a different way, or want you to be whatever. What they did is they took revenge. So they were like, you know what, you show us where we're not good enough, or you show us where we're too slow, or you show us where we're doing this and that. So what they do is they sometimes are even slower than they were before. They play stupid. They don't do the things that are necessary, and then they are creating results that are even less attractive than those the results being created before. So there is this need in us that wants to take revenge for people showing us where we're not good enough, or where we, in our belief system, are boring, or where we should have better results, or whatever. So, and what better way to take revenge than to just do the opposite of the things that have been said? That's something that is difficult for me. Looking at this topic and seeing the people that I am with and that I was with, I always had this part where I wanted to take those people with me. I wanted to make sure, hey, let's become successful together, let's grow together, let's go that way together. And then those people just making sure they take revenge, saying, no, we don't want that. No, we don't go that way. No, we don't see it that way. No, we're not going to do it. Even though I was sure some of those people actually would have liked doing those things. Some of those people would have liked building international companies. Some of those people would have liked discovering their sexuality in a different way. But just because they were protecting something they were too afraid to look at, they just took revenge. Because I I mean, of course, what we do is we create patterns with the people that we are with. And those patterns are basically there to make sure that all of us together, we survive. So when there are some patterns already running and you have the relationships set up, what you do is you create contracts, like those invisible contracts with those people, telling you the rules that you need to stick to be able to stay in connection with those people. And why is it important to stay in connection with those people? Because we connect our survival to those people around us, if it's our employees or family or whatever it is, or our friends or surrounding. So we don't ask ourselves, okay, do we even want more? Or do we want different things? You need to be careful with the microphone, because otherwise the people don't hear me. So to the ones on the podcast who don't see me on the video right now, just my dog wanted to sit on my lap. So yeah, but you can't. No. That's too loud. You can't smell on the microphone. So we have those invisible contracts saying we should behave in certain ways. When we are fighting, let's make sure afterwards everything's fine and we stay as it is. When we go to bed, we have our routine. When we eat those things. When we talk to each other, when we share how we are feeling, we have the spectrum of colors and feelings that we can share, and then we have some colors and feelings that we can't share, because those colors and feelings would endanger our survival. Yeah, because some people would be would feel guilty and don't want to be confronted with their guilt, or some people would feel angry and they can't control their anger, or some people are just afraid to look at themselves, whatever it is. So those contracts make sure we stay as we are. So now, but what happens is when we feel we want to create something completely different. We want to build a different life. We want to create different results. What would we do now? What are we going to do now? It will lead to us breaking those contracts. So it will lead to us that the people are, no, you can't lick it. That's like the people will hear it and they think it will. So the dog always licks the microphone. So the people around us are going to be afraid. Or the people around us are going to be frustrated or disappointed. Yeah? Because there was this contract, this agreement. And once you say, no, I want to live a different way in my companies. I want to build different kind of companies. I want to build different kind. It suddenly, or I want to live a different kind of relationship or whatever. It suddenly becomes clear that how you behaved beforehand was not everything of you, but just a part. But the people around you needed to make sure that how you behave, this is everything as you are. As first of all, if there would be more, and if they always needed to think about that there is more, those people all the time would need to be afraid. So they don't want to be afraid. So then they stop seeing and looking at things that might give hints that you are more than you or they see. Yeah. So they stop looking at things that might give a hint on that you are more than they want to see. So what they do is they pretend or they play stupid. They don't see what you're saying. They don't see how you're behaving. And all those hints and details that might give some information about that you want to live different things. They don't see it. But once you start being open, for example, about those things, now they can't unsee it. Or they start to ignore it in whatever ways. Or they start to create problems so you don't have the space, the capacity to allow yourself those needs. So making sure that every time when you feel something that you want, but other people would be confronted now with things with their anxiety of survival, that you have so many problems and so much to do, or that you are so overwhelmed, or you are so full, or you feel so much rejected, or you feel, or they confront you now with your fear of survival. Yeah? So this is now the revenge, like going into their biggest or your biggest weak point, your biggest weakness, your biggest fear, making sure. Now, when you fear it, you will show your defense mechanisms. And your defense mechanisms will make sure that you can't create the results being able to fulfill your needs or enabling you to fulfill your needs. Yeah? So you can't create the results that would enable you to fulfill those needs. So, and then... people invent all those ideas just to make sure you stay a part of it. They would go ahead and say, but this is everything you ever wanted. Or shouldn't it be that we are in this moment enjoying everything? Ah, you are not thankful. Ah, you're not appreciative. Ah, you're not this, you're not that. And that's when I allowed myself to look more at my bad conscience. Because the first time when I was in a situation where I realized, okay, I want more or I want different results than I'm having around me at the moment. The people around me were confronting me with my bad conscience. So they were saying, Jeremy, but you didn't do this, or Jeremy, but this, and Jeremy, that, so. So what happens sometimes in our relationships is that we make sure we make debts with this other person, with these people that we are in a relationship with. So because when we have those debts, when we know this other person is in debt to me, I'm sure this other person won't leave. I'm sure this other person will stay. So there is no debt. Also, so there is debt. In what ways? So for in many different ways. If it's money or pain, inflicted pain. When there's something that happens oftentimes with couples in relationships. You hurt me. Oh, you hurt me so much, you can't just leave now. Oh, you hurt me so much, you need to make up for it. And this other person being this victim, for example, having all this pain being inflicted, making sure the more pain you inflict on me, the more pain you create in me, the more you are the harasser, the one who's playing the big bad wolf. And I'm just Red Riding Hood. The better it is, because I make sure your bad conscience will make you stay here. So this is oftentimes what's happening, why people don't allow themselves to look at what they want and look at more of what they want. Because now other people go ahead and say, oh, yeah, but I have this list here with all your debts. You can leave, it's okay, but you need to pay your debts beforehand. Like, you have this one, and then you said this to me once, and then I gave you this money here, or then I did this, and then you left me here, and then you made this mistake there, and then you did this, and this, and that. And this is what we oftentimes do in our relationships, making sure they are not tidy, but untidy and full of debts and pain that has been inflicted from both sides, to make sure we stay together. To make sure this other person is afraid to leave. So, and here, for me, it was very important to learn that it's okay to look at those lists of debts. To see, okay, yes, I made mistakes. Okay, yes, I hurt somebody. Oh, yes, I did this. Because what I did in the past, for example, was that I ignored those lists other people made. Just saying, oh, those lists are only made up. Who cares about those lists? They are only coming with those lists because they, whatever, they want to make, want to inflict me some fear. I want to bring me some fear so I don't look at what I want. So I don't tell you this to say, to go ahead and ignore those things, to just say, you know what, I'm going to leave everything behind now, what I have. No. I'm telling you this because I want you to look at where your debts are and start working on it. And I want you to allow yourself the strength, or to allow yourself this challenge, this opportunity, this adventure of, let's open. What if I just tell those people that I'm so afraid of telling what I really want? And I tell them what I really want. Let's see, what would they bring up? What is it that they use to make me stay? What is it where I feel this bad conscience? What is it where I feel like, oh, fuck, yes, there is some debt that I still need to pay. And unless I don't pay it, I won't feel free. So using this as this opportunity to grow as a person. And here already is the connection to what I said in the beginning of the podcast. It is so nice that there are so many books on finding your why and finding your mission and your vision and your destiny and whatever. But do you have the balls, men or women, to allow yourself to let destiny be calling you? Do you have the balls to say, you know what, destiny tells me to go that way? Do you have it? Or are you too afraid of it? Because when you have a need, this might already be your calling. Sometimes people say your why, or what I, at least something that I thought about myself and thought about how it has to be, is that the why, our drivers of and our motivations should need to be something beautiful and something that people would admire. Yeah. But what if you are just going down this floor, down this hallway, and you're trying to go through those people because you just very urgently need to take a shit? So, I mean, now your why is pretty clear because you just need to go to the toilet. But you don't allow yourself it. I mean, in this situation, you probably allow yourself it. So it should pick a better example, but I thought it was actually funny. But it's not like something like you would post on your Instagram, for example. Like my why today is, or at the moment is, finding the best toilet for my most beautiful shit in the day. No, people would find excuses for why they go down this hallway. Because an angel once told me that at the end of this hallway will be my opening and the end of the tunnel, or whatever. Trying to translate taking a shit into something spiritual, like, and maybe people would say something like this. I heard this calling that at the end of this hallway there is my room for finally letting go, for finally creating some more space in my life, for digesting what I actually want. So, for example, yeah. So, what if our why and our mission isn't something that big? I mean, it can be big, yeah. But how do I get out of this one? It's difficult. So, but compared to, for example, when people say, you know what, my mission is to help 1 million people sell better. I mean, okay, so what? Who cares if it's 1 million people or 900,000 or 666,000? Why? Like, who told you this? Was it the angel of sales, or was it the archangel of Selsianistan, or what was it that told you this is your mission? Like, who told you that your mission is to put a computer on every place on earth? On, like, what the fuck? Who cares? Like, why is that important to you? Like, why do you feel so minor that you need this as a mission? Like, was it like, I don't know, like, so where is this mission, this need, this need to achieve this mission connected to you personally? I don't see a connection there, not yet. Like, I see, okay, you like sales. Yeah, I see that you like teaching other people doing sales. But why is it your personal mission to teach it to 100,000 or 1 million people? Why is it your personal mission, when you like computers and you like working on computers, to put a computer on every desk in this world? So, and there is this part on some people, I believe, when they say it. Like, for example, when I hear Elon Musk speaking about, I want to reach Mars, I can see that this is something, like, I can feel it. I can feel it in him. I can feel a connection there. It's not that he thinks like, okay, now if I want to look like a successful person, what would I need to say? No, it's more like, okay, for me, for example, it's about reaching things nobody else ever did in this planet, because it's just fun. It's just joyful. Okay, bam. I can see that. But for example, when Bill Gates says like, oh, I want to create like, I want to give vaccination to 100 million people in Africa or whatever. Like, I don't even know exactly what he's saying there, but something like this in this direction. Like, I don't, like, it feels like he beforehand thought about, okay, what do I need to do now after my career at Microsoft so that people stop saying I'm just this nerd who doesn't care about other people? So he's not really honest, you know? Because if he would really care about other people, he would probably do other things than this. So, but What if the needs that we are having are some needs that we judge? And if our why that we're having is just not as beautiful as we want it to be? What if our why is just making more money so that our family can survive? What if our why is I want to make love? What if our why is I want to have peace and I want to have a person that worships me? What if our why is whatever? Huh? What if it's just a need? What if it's just this wish to experience something and not this polished version of something that we actually don't feel? But of course, we need to say things because we are afraid of the contracts that we made. And us judging when we break those contracts. So, for example, playing this guy who really likes other people, but actually doesn't. Me, for example, being a coach, or like at least working in some cases, like in the role of a coach, I always thought that I needed to say that I like other people or that I like humans, but actually I really don't. Like, most of the humans are just really awful. Like, they're assholes and they are ugly and annoying. Like, who would like them? Not many people, I'm sure. But of course, yeah, there will be people who don't like me for it, and there will be people who say, you know what, you're an asshole. And I say, like, yeah, okay, I am, but at least I'm honest. So I'm an honest asshole. Who are you? So what I want you, so the question is why am I sharing this today? It's because I confront myself with this topic of taking on a faster speed at the moment. Working with clients on a different level, working with clients on a faster speed, helping clients achieve better results faster than they had before. And seeing some clients, for me, myself as well, that there is this limit where some of them and me as well don't want to go further. And then I look at myself and see, what is it that I'm trying to protect here? What is it that I don't want to look at? Then I see, okay, it's this fear of when I am honest about what I want to achieve or where I want to go, that people come with their lists of, you know what, but you did this and you did that and you did that. And then I'm like, okay, you know what, let's go. Let's bring it on. Let's see what's in there. Let's see what this list is telling me. And it might be that this list is annoying, but it can as well be that it helps me to grow as a person. On the one hand, to understand what is it that I'm judging, and maybe do I even need to judge it, or don't I have to judge it anymore? And then on the other hand, what is it that is maybe broken or needs to be repaired? So I get the opportunity to repair something that I broke, like this growing. Okay, so I want you to, and I want to invite you to maybe allow yourself to see, okay, maybe there you are going in a different direction. Maybe you can go deeper there. Maybe you can allow yourself some needs, and you don't need to be afraid that people will just hate you for it, but look at, okay, where are you afraid of being confronted with? And then see, you can use those things to grow as a person. So, having this said, if there's somebody around there listening, saying, well, Jeremy, what you're saying, it feels like, that feels so cool, and I would like to grow with you, and you are a person that is already successful, on a way in the outside, but you want to grow to different heights and you want to experience different things and you want to achieve things that you never thought you were capable of. well, don't hesitate to write me. You can write me on Instagram. I work with those kind of people. And I love working with those kind of people. That's what I do with myself and that's what I do with others. Seeing, okay, what is it that they actually want? What is it that they desire? And then helping them get there. As quick and as efficient as possible. Taking as much into account as possible. And if you think like, okay, you know what, maybe I want to go this way with him. At the moment I have one spot available. Just go ahead. Just text me on Instagram and we'll see. We'll see how far it can go. Having said this, I wish you now a beautiful day. That you allow yourself to maybe go the next step. See you very soon. Hear you very soon. And until next week. Bye-bye.